Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Have you ever started a book, couldn't finish it for various reasons, stopped reading it, and then months later tried again and ended up being glad you went back to it? That is exactly what happened to me with one of the hottest selling books of this year so far. Kristen Hannah is one of my favorite authors, and she is at her most gut-wrenching and heartbreaking in The Four Winds. This book is reminiscent of one of my all-time favorite novels, The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. I started reading The Four Winds last winter, and maybe that's the biggest reason I put it down. This is not a happy tale by any means. Maybe, come to think of it, it is best read during the long, warm, sunny days of summer. Hannah's hero is Elsa, who is introduced to us as a sheltered teenager in the early 20th century, whose parents believe she's incapable of anything other than hiding in her room and reading. Elsa convinces herself, with her parents' help, that she is unlovely and unlovable. She finally decides to break free one night, though, and ends up pregnant. Her subsequent marriage lands her smack in the middle of the Texas Dust Bowl, and she's struggling to raise her children alone after her husband takes off into who knows where. Elsa lives with her mother-in-law and father-in-law until it seems her children will either starve or die of dust pneumonia if they stay on the farm. This heroic woman loads a truck with what she hopes will be enough to get her and her children to California. The journey is dangerous and tedious, and when Elsa, Loretta, and Aunt arrive in what is supposed to be the land of milk and honey, they quickly discover that good jobs and enough food and decent homes are nearly impossible to come by. Too many people are vying for jobs in the cotton fields and orchards. Most of the migrants who escaped the Dust Bowl find themselves now trapped in the vice of greedy landowners, company stores, and migrant camps. After struggling for months to eke out enough to keep her kids and herself alive, Elsa meets Jack, a handsome, quote-unquote, communist, who is in California to organize workers and have them join unions. Elsa resists as long as she can, even though Loretta, now a teenager, believes in the unions. Although she has already proven her strength of character and her bravery, Elsa does not fully realize her own voice and potential until she begins organizing workers for the union. And in true Kristen Hannah fashion, a romance blossoms between Jack and Elsa. I'm just going to stop here. I'm not going to get anywhere close to hinting at how the book ends, because I think the ending is the best part, even though it will rip your heart out. This book is not Kristen Hannah's best effort, in my opinion, but it ends up being a good story, even though it is sad and dark for the most part. This book is a testament to mothers and their love for their children. I think that's the greatest message to be gleaned from The Four Winds, although there are other messages as well. Lessons like how easily humans can use and abuse other humans, and how strength can be found when we feel our weakest. Hannah's also offering a bit of a cautionary tale about capitalism gone wry. There are other messages and lessons included in this sad tale. I'm sure, as always, that each reader will take away something just a bit different. But be warned, when you start reading, you better have a box of tissues handy. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.